right here on News and Talk.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, when our friends at KJJR Radio in Kalispell, Montana, sent me this story, I thought it was an old headline. Yeah, the tourist put the bison calf in the back of his rental car. God, that was a while ago. How many years? Was that 2, 3, 4 years ago? Out of the time's just been flying, given all the craziness in the past 3 years in particular. But yeah, when was that? When the tourist put the bison calf in the back of his rental car. That was a while ago. Oh, no. This isn't that story. This is a new story. A tourist put an elk calf in the back of his car. Not a bison calf this time. An elk calf. Apparently the tourists, you know, they finally heeded the warnings of Yellowstone National Park officials, and they finally realized, oh, yeah, you're not supposed to pick up the bison calves and put them in the back of your car. But they said, well, an elk calf must be fine. So some tourist grabbed an elk calf, put it in the back of his car, and drove it to the police station in West Yellowstone, Montana. Now, I know some of you heard this story already, but according to foxweather.com, park officials say visitors placed an elk calf in their car while driving on U.S. Highway 191 in the park and brought the newborn to the West Yellowstone, Montana Police Department. That's right, Clark. Yellowstone tourists are the gift that keep giving all summer long. You know, it's already round three of the crazy tourist games in Yellowstone National Park. In the last couple of weeks, a guy reportedly from Hawaii was fined $1,000 after pulling a bison calf out of the river. Then we saw a video of a woman getting a selfie with a bison bull in Yellowstone National Park. And now we've got tourists who put an elk calf in the back of their car. Now, apparently, once they brought it to the West Yellowstone Police Department, I'm sure the West Yellowstone Police just looked at these people like, are you idiots? What in the world are you doing? But the elk calf just took off. It took off for the woods, ran off into the wood line, and I guess they don't know what happened next. But I just have a howling suspicion that the wolves might have gotten to that little elk calf that they were so desperately trying to protect by driving it to the police station in West Yellowstone. But the reason why I bring up this story is because I wanted to talk about it in our statewide show yesterday. But the other reason I bring it up is maybe we need to take all of these tourists that come here to Yellowstone National Park and so desperately try to save the calves, the bison calf a couple weeks ago, the elk calf over Memorial Day weekend. Maybe we need to take all of these animal lovers and all of these people who love the calves and send them to Ireland. Because I'm sure some of you heard about the story out of Ireland. In Ireland right now, because of the climate alarmist agenda, the Irish Department of Agriculture is looking to kill 200,000 cows, all in the name of climate change. They want to reduce the cattle herd in Ireland by 10%, all because of the climate alarmist rhetoric.
Throughout the journey, if better health is your goal, you can lose the weight the same way I did. Billings Last Diet. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, one of our listeners had a really good question. Got this question earlier this morning. Hey, do you think PETA, do you think the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, do you think they'll say anything? Do you think they'll stand up? I mean, think about it. If you wanted to kill just one cow so that you could have a good barbecue later this summer, PETA would freak out, right? The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. But we're talking about killing 200,000 cows in Ireland because of this radical climate alarmist agenda. They're claiming that, well, because of climate change, we gotta kill a bunch of cows so that we can lower carbon dioxide reductions. This is no joke. According to FoxNews.com, Elon Musk even weighed in over the weekend on reports of a proposal by Ireland's government to slaughter roughly 200,000 cows in order to meet the European Union's climate change goals. Ashley St. Clair shared a piece from the Cowboy State Daily in Wyoming. Ireland looking to kill 200,000 cows to fight climate change. Are U.S. herds next? Ashley St. Clair responding by saying this really needs to stop. Killing some cows does not matter for climate change. But yeah, according to the British Telegraph newspaper, the Irish government is considering a plan to cull 200,000 cattle amid pressure from Brussels. Now, the question I had when I saw this story earlier this morning, Victor Davis Hanson was on with Laura Ingraham last night, is, you know, isn't it just interesting that the very same people that want to kick the ranchers off the land here in Montana to put the bison on the land instead are also some of the same people that tell us that, well, the reason we have to curtail some of this activity is because of climate change, because of carbon dioxide emissions. You know, the same people that push this flatulent political rhetoric are the same people that say they want to replace the cows with bison. And so my question is, like, you know, again, it points out the hypocrisy here, where these same people who will claim that, well, the cows will cause climate change, but the bison will not. Tim in Savage summed it up well. He said, well, cow farts destroy the planet. Bison farts are rainbows and sugar plums. Hashtag science. That so perfectly sums up the follow the science climate alarmist rhetoric that we've been hearing now for decades, doesn't it? Yeah, crazy story, though. They want to kill 200,000 cows in the name of climate change. Here's what Victor Davis Hanson, a great historian, had to say on Fox News with Laura Ingraham last night.
This is an elite-driven, top-down utopianism. And we have to admit, the modern world, 99% of the people are not connected in any way with agriculture. So 1% feeds 99%, just the opposite of what the world had been until the Industrial Revolution. And they don't understand, Laura, how precious and fragile agriculture. Sri Lanka decided to listen to elites like John Kerry. They came in, NGOs, they said, you know, you got to get rid of chemical fertilizers, organophosphates, and they almost starved to death, and they bankrupt the country.
All right, yeah, spot on there by Victor Davis Hanson. The audio goes on further, but let's get to your phone calls here. Phone lines are open for you all across Montana, 406-294-0970. Let's see, we got Patty in, Patty in Laurel first up here. Patty, great to hear from you. What's your thoughts?
Well, where in the heck is the Irish fighting spirit? I mean, come on. The government wants to wipe out 200,000 cattle, basically being blackmailed by the Brussels, you know, the EU. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Every vegetarian that's walking the face of the earth should also be eradicated, because if they're out there munching on their veggies, they're producing just as much, if not more, flatulence than the cows are. And if you're going to do away with the cows, what's next? The elephants, the zebras, the giraffes, you know, our elk, our deer, our bison. You know, what a bunch of
And just to be clear, you know, I get the sarcasm there. You're not actually suggesting to eradicate vegetarians, but you're just using their same arguments against them. No, that's a great point that you have here. You look at the backflips they will do for the Endangered Species Act to get more animals on the planet. Well, what do more animals on the planet mean? It means more carbon dioxide emissions. You know, as if by you know, killing 200,000 cows in Ireland is somehow going to do anything to change the global climate. It's just absurd, and I think it's just another reminder. It's funny how all of this ties in to the guest that we had on the show yesterday. We had Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center join us on the show yesterday, and he was talking about this very thing, about this climate alarmist agenda and how they're targeting agriculture, cattle ranchers in particular. This is and how this all ties in with really, you know, what they want to do is they want to shift wealth and power away from, you know, from Main Street America, from Middle America, from flyover country, whatever you want to call it, and they want to shift that wealth and power elsewhere. And that's exactly what this is about. They're trying to undermine the traditional Western economies in Europe and America, and climate change is the tool with which they will do so. Meanwhile, China builds a cold.
Language for Life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks. By the way, that story I told you about, now they go for the elk. The Yellowstone tourists are at it again. Now you've got a tourist in Yellowstone that put a bison calf in the back of their car and drove it to the West Yellowstone Police Department. Maybe we need to take all of these tourists in Yellowstone that like to pull bison calves out of the river, that like to pull elk calves off the side of the road, elk calves off the side of the road and throw them in the back of their cars. Maybe we need to send all of them over to Ireland and they can save the calves that are now being targeted by the climate alarmists here. I mean, that was one of the questions that we raised when the big bison calf guy story broke a couple of weeks ago, when the guy was being targeted with a nationwide manhunt because he pulled a bison calf out of the river. And then the authorities in Yellowstone National Park had to kill the bison calf because it wasn't being reintegrated back into the herd, and then became kind of a roadside hazard. So they ended up killing the bison calf that the guy thought he was saving. And some of us asked the question, well, why couldn't they have just thrown the bison calf to the wolves? I mean, they'll throw your calves to the wolves, so why wouldn't they throw the bison calf back out there for the wolves? But yeah, maybe all these bison and elk calf lovers can be sent to Ireland to save the cows from the climate alarmists. 294-0970, the number for you. Let's go to Mike in Bozeman. Mike, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron, I went to a seminar about 20 years ago, and the presenter talked about how after the Cold War, the communists, they were looking for a way to move their ideas, and the climate change was the thing. And they actually moved it from there to South America first, and from there to here. And he said it was like a watermelon, green on the outside and red on the inside.
Yeah, that there was a great book kind of titled right around that, Watermelons. In fact, a great family out of Libby, Montana, they have a daughter who's been real involved in kind of countering this climate alarmist agenda. And I know she's worked closely with the author of that book that's the way to visualize it, that this new Marxist movement, that environmentalism is their tool. And so it's green on the outside, but still red Marxist underneath.
That's all I had for you.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. And that's exactly what we're seeing. That's exactly what we're seeing right now. I mean, you would think, especially after COVID-19 and the harm that caused to the American economy and the crisis that we've been in, supply chain issues. Remember when we had grocery store shelves that were going empty, and you would think that, okay, we're in economic crisis. We've got debt and deficit spending facing this country right now. We're 130% debt to GDP ratio. You would think we would finally wake up and start to figure things out so we're not so dependent on these other countries, so that we're more self-sufficient in terms of growing more of our own food, and then and also, you know, having the means of production here in America as well. And yet the environmental left in America is still doubling down and still doing everything they can to undermine the American economy and make us more dependent on China and on the communist Chinese. And that's why they never complain about all of the carbon dioxide emissions in China, because it's not about the environment, it's not about global warming or the climate, it's about undermining the American economy. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Representative Tanner Smith in Lakeside, listening to KJJR. Representative Smith, great to hear from you.
Aaron, John, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing great.
Great. Just two things. Our campaign is going to file our C-1 for governor tonight. And then when I'm your governor, I would just like to say that Ireland, what they did is great. I would send them a thank you note, because that just makes our Montana beef even more in demand. So if they want to cull 200,000 head of beef, that's great. It just makes our Montana farmer ranch that much stronger.
Well, you know, that's another way of looking at it, which is, yeah, they want to cull their herds over there. Well, let's grow our herds over here and take advantage of it. Although I do think, unfortunately, going back to that Cowboy State Daily piece, that the same, you know, the same environmental left in Europe that is pushing these efforts is the same environmental left that's trying to do the same thing here in America.
Well, when I'm your governor, we're going to make sure that does not happen here in Montana. Period. So I just like to say thanks to Ireland for doing that. And everybody go to TannerForMontana.com. Jim's getting my website all set up, so we'll be ready to roll here, you know, for the primary.
All right. Tanner, thanks for the call. You know, speaking of, you know, production, did you watch The View yesterday? Did you? I know most of us never watch The View. Did you watch any of the highlights from The View yesterday?
And I just caught, you know, what I heard with you on radio, and then Hannity and Bongino just on radio. I don't watch The View. That's not even in my lane whatsoever.
I know. I hear you there. Well, I suffer through portions of it so that you don't have to. I think this ties in with this conversation here as well from a couple of different angles. One, the environmental left in Europe is trying to undermine agriculture in Europe, just like the environmental left in America is trying to undermine agriculture in America. And it's not about the environment. If it was about the environment, they would be focused on China or even the more friendly India. You know, we've got great friends in the country of India. And India is obviously a much friendlier country than the communist Chinese leadership right now. But you want to talk about carbon dioxide emissions, why wouldn't you be focused on China and on India or Russia or anywhere else for that matter? It's because they want to undermine the American economy and American production agriculture or the American production of oil and gas. Another story that's been getting some attention here is the Biden administration just issued an order basically blocking oil drilling on Indian reservations. And the Navajo Nation is ticked off at the Biden administration over this. The Crow Nation is opposed to what the Biden administration is doing. The Utes are opposed to what the Biden administration is doing here. But the Biden administration is basically deliberately undermining American oil production and is also undermining the economy on our reservations at the same time as well. Anyway, the reason why I ask if anybody watched this back and forth. So Republican Senator Tim Scott, he's a black Republican senator from South Carolina. He's also one of several now running for president in 2024. But these liberal hosts on The View have been attacking him because he doesn't believe in this critical race theory nonsense. He doesn't believe in this garbage that somehow America is a fundamentally racist, systemically racist country. So anyway, so they've been attacking Tim Scott. So he showed up on The View And he pushed back in person. And, of course, they talked down to him. They interrupted him. He didn't really get to talk for that long. But he still made a great point, which is what he believes and what we all know to be true, that no matter what your skin color is, no matter what your background is that you can be successful in America. And these liberal hosts on The View, they were pushing back against this. And they were saying, no, Senator Scott, you are the exception. You are not the rule. And he made several arguments against that. But anyway, to me, the reason why all of these things tie together here is because the very same environmental left that wants to undermine the American economy with this climate alarmist nonsense, undermining the production of oil and natural gas and other fossil fuels, the very same environmental left that wants to undermine production agriculture, not just in Europe, but here in America as well, is the same radical left in America that will tell young children in America that, no, you will never be successful. You can't succeed in America. America is a systemically racist country. And they're wrong. And I think the reason that they do so is because they want to maintain their power over the rest of us. They want us to be dependent on the government. And they want us to be dependent on these left-wing media types. They want us to think that they have all the answers. Here you had Sonny Hostin and Whoopi Goldberg arguing with Tim. I mean, think about it. Whoopi Goldberg and Sonny Hostin are both two women of color who were arguing with Tim Scott, a black man. They were saying that, no, we are not the rule. We are the exception. And they were making this argument that if you are a person of color in America, that you can't be successful, which is just completely absurd. But at the same time, they promote a political ideology that strips opportunity away from peoples of color, that has people trapped in these inner cities that are riddled with crime because they've got politicians that put criminals right back out onto the streets. And going back to this whole, oil and gas drilling on the reservations, the Biden administration literally is stripping away economic opportunity, economic sovereignty from these Indian reservations, taking away their opportunities, to make more money, to be economically successful, to be economically sovereign. And yet the same white liberal supremacists in Washington, D.C., who will say, well, if you're a person of color, you'll never succeed in America, are the same white liberals in Washington that are taking away economic opportunities from people of color all across America. That's why I think all this stuff ties in together. Get back to your phone calls, 2940.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
New data from USDA shows foods that labeled natural accounted for slightly more than 16% of consumer retail purchases in 2018. USDA and the Food and Drug Administration require producers to adhere to specific standards or processes to use certain label claims such as USDA organic. The natural claim, however, has minimal requirements, and using the claim on a food product's packaging does not require that the product provide any health or environmental benefits. Regulatory agencies treat the claim as meaning nothing artificial was added and that the product was minimally processed. Even so, consumers sometimes attribute benefits to products labeled natural, research studies show. The share of products labeled natural varies by food category. The share of spending on natural products in 2018 was highest for dairy products at 27.7% and lowest for fruits and vegetables at 5.9% and 5.4% respectively. In planting news, last week's weather definitely slowed planting a bit for spring wheat. 88% of the crop planted, behind the pace of 96%, but well on its way to being wrapped up. Condition-wise for that spring wheat crop, currently just 1% of the crop rated poor, 41% fair, 57% good, and 1% excellent. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, lots to talk about this morning here on Montana Talks. Phone lines are open for you, and we want to hear what you want to talk about. And you can get a chance to be heard all across Montana as well. We've got some phone lines open for you. If you call right now, 406-294-0970. I got a few more messages in when it comes to this story out of Ireland, where the Irish government is looking to slaughter 200,000 cows to meet European Union climate change goals. Evan and Belt says this: so if they have to kill 200,000 cows in Ireland, what are they going to do with the crap that comes out of Washington, D.C.? I'm just saying. Evan, thanks for that message. Also got a message from the Disney family in Libby, Montana, saying this: you know, cows aren't the only ones. Horses also emit methane. Did you know there are more horses in the USA than dairy cows? Good luck trying to get rid of the former. We can't even limit the wild horses on public land without public outcry. And don't forget, on average, 80 active volcanoes go off each year, spewing steam, ash, toxic gases, including CO2 and lava. Just the facts. That's from the Disneys in Libby, Montana. Thanks for that message. This was an interesting one from Vicky in Billings. Because what are people like Bill Gates and others pushing in America right now? They're trying to push this fake meat, this lab-grown meat. It's not meat. It's basically a science project, but they're trying to call it meat. And Bill Gates, the largest owner of farmland in America now, is trying to push this lab-grown meat because he doesn't think that you and I should be eating real meat. Vicky in Billings says this. Says, I just read the bloody truth about lab-grown meat. The climate impact of cultured meat is 4 to 25 times greater than that of conventional beef. This type of lab-grown meat uses fetal bovine serum and is neither climate-friendly nor cruelty-free. That's what Vicky in Billings had to say earlier. Thanks for that message as well. All right, lots to talk about. Let's see. I referenced before the break, I was talking about Tim Scott, the black Republican senator from South Carolina, who's one of several Republican presidential candidates in 2024. The liberal hosts on the View have been attacking him because he pushes back against this whole critical race theory nonsense. He pushes back on this absurd argument that somehow America is a systemically racist country. Here's part of that back and forth yesterday.
I'm the exception, right? You're the exception. Maybe even Miss Whoopi Goldberg is the exception.
One of the reasons why I'm on the show is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine. But it's not, actually.
40% homelessness.
And 50% of African Americans. 50% of the folks in our community.
13% of the population.
You had a chance to ask the question. I know that I've watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful, so I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
Yeah, anyway, that's kind of how it went through almost the entirety of that conversation, is they were talking down to this black Republican Senator Tim Scott. They were talking down to him. They were interrupting him. What a contrast from last week when they had the radical transgender activist lawmaker from Missoula, Montana on The View last week. If you guys missed it, yeah, the transgender lawmaker from Missoula, the one who broke house rules, the one who attacked people of faith with bigoted remarks. It's okay to be a bigot if you're transgender. They had that lawmaker on last week, and the women on The View were gushing over him. So the same women on The View that were attacking white women 2 days earlier, they were bashing white women on The View. Sonny Hostin is who one of the hosts was that was bashing white women. But by golly, when a white man named Zoe Zephyr from Missoula, Montana, was on the show, who identifies as a white woman, all of a sudden, they loved that white woman. Then they get a black man on the show this week, and they treat the black man like trash. They trash talk white women. They trash talk a black man like Tim Scott. But they get a white man who identifies as a white woman in there, and they are just falling all over him, just gushing over themselves. It's just such a mockery, that entire program. But we've known that for quite some time here. Again, all of this stuff is about dividing America. It's about calling America a systemically racist country, dividing people and continuing to divide them along racial lines. What do you think this woke LGBTQ agenda is all about? It's about dividing people along gender lines. 700 different genders. That's what it's about. It's about dividing Americans. Speaking of the woke agenda, Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale firing off a letter to the VA after the VA, the vet center in Missoula, was promoting one of these political pride parades in Missoula. I'll tell you about that here in a second. But first, let's get right back into the phone lines. 294-0970. Charles is on the line here listening to KBUL. You're out in the middle of a field near Grass Range. What's going on, Charles?
How you doing there?
Hey, great. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So it's about systemic racism. You know, I've noticed in all of these shows and all these conversations, no one has brought up the KKK. You ever notice how they just disappeared?
Why do you think that is?
Well, because they're Democrats, and they've always been run by Democrats, and they don't fit the narrative anymore. My grandfather told me that he brought this up. The KKK, back when he was a boy, LGBTQ would have been shot dead in the street and they'd lynched him right off a damn light post. But they're not part of the narrative, so they're gone. Now they have the LGBTQ. They've got Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're the new KKK.
Burning down businesses, targeting law enforcement officers. Well, this whole idea that Tim Scott, I think Tim Scott is exactly right. It is dangerous when they get up there and they tell kids of color all across America that, nope, you'll never be anything. You'll never be successful because of the color of your skin. They are the ones that are actually oppressing people of color. They don't want to admit it, but they are the ones that are holding people of color back when they spew that type of anti-American garbage.
I will tell you something. You know, I'm not scared of people. My name's Charles Lick, and everybody knows me around these parts. I live in Grass Range, Montana. If anybody's got a problem, you can come here and look my ass up. I'll smile at you.
Meet me at the gas station. It's easy to spot, right?
But he's going to wish to hell that he came armed. This is Montana. We crushed recently, the people spoke. Look at Bud Light right now.
Yeah.
If the people in this country, and by American people, I mean hardworking, blue-blooded, the blue-collar workers and the patriots, if we tell you that we're done, you're bankrupt. People are waking up, and they're starting to wake up, too, to the fact that we're getting tired of everybody saying that we're racist. I was raised by a racist, and I hate racists. I can't stand them.
Yeah. Target lost $15 billion. You know, a couple of my friends from college, I went to Howard University for a couple of years, and I was the only white kid in my college dorm my freshman year, the only white male in my sophomore year. And one of my good friends I just talked to a couple of weeks ago, he's a highly skilled foot doctor in Miami. The other one, I spotted him on LinkedIn the next day. This was a really cool guy that I was friends with my freshman year.
RBAMontana.com. Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios. Trusted by the Northwest. Montana owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldandSilver.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, yeah, I talked right over the break there. Normally, I'll hear the bumper music, but Travis was like, "Yeah, sorry about that. I was I was watching the red button in case a cuss word was thrown down so that we could keep the airwaves clean for the FCC. But no, Charles in Grass Range, thanks for the call. That was great. I wanted to come back to you after the break, but we've got a few more callers on the line that I should probably get to, so I probably better free up the line there. But thanks again for calling in. The point that I was trying to get to that I eventually wanted to make, and then I talked right over the final commercial break there, is that how many success stories do you and I know and see on a daily basis? I know countless. I know several people of color in freaking Billings, Montana that are success stories, that are Black or Native American or Hispanic. You pick your color, right? Pick your ethnic category, that are huge success stories. Great jobs, great businesses, great careers, great families. And I was talking about some guys I went to college with at Howard University. One's a prominent foot doctor in Miami right now. The other a prominent lawyer and a Miami-Dade County Commissioner. I saw him on LinkedIn. The guy was the Democrat leader of the Florida House of Representatives. And he grew up in the freaking projects. These aren't exceptions. Success is the rule in America if you choose it. If you choose to be successful and to go down that path, you're going to have bumps in the road. That's the point I'm trying to make here. But see, Sonny Hostin and Whoopi Goldberg and politicians in Washington thrive on holding people down and holding people back because they want you to be dependent on them. 2940970. Let's go to Michael in Helena. Michael, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me. You got the LGBTQ stuff. You got transgender stuff. Systemic racism. You know, I'm in an occupation that they play the game. I have forms I got to fill out. I'm supposed to check gender, pronouns, all that crap. I don't do it. I don't even go there. I don't play the game. And I believe that's what all of us have to do in any profession, in any system. We have to stand up and not play their damn game. That's what we need to do. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to call you a they. I'm going to call you a him or a her. You know, we have to stand up individually in this nation and not play the game, because that's going to just perpetuate the problem, and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's what Charles and Grass Range was talking about too, is the American people have had it. They have gone way over the line. This targeting of kids, it's over the top, and people are pushing back. They've had it. $15 billion loss in market cap for Target, Bud Light. You could go on, Michael. Thanks for the call. Yeah, the whole pronoun game is just stupid. You know, it's like, God, if they tried to force you to put your LinkedIn pronouns on or something like that, get the heck out of here. Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale, speaking of this woke garbage, I got messages from a lot of our listeners across Montana, because several veterans across the state got an email from the VA, and the Missoula Vet Center was promoting a pride parade in Missoula. Congressman Rosendale sent a letter demanding answers to the VA after he saw the same emails I saw. He said, quote, "This is yet another example of the VA promoting woke identity politics that do nothing to help veterans. It bewilders me that the department finds it appropriate to allow for the promotion of events that have nothing to do with the mission of the VA while willfully neglecting the department's core function, providing health care to veterans. I believe the VA's resources would be better spent actually caring for our veterans. I know that our veterans in Montana feel the same way." Hey, some of you, I know you're going to the VA because you got back pain, or you got hip pain, or, you know, neck pain, you name it. And you know, they're getting better about alternative treatments. But remember back in the day, they'd just give you drugs or tell you to go get surgery. Thankfully, more folks are waking up to the fact that you've got to look at alternative options. Sometimes you got to get surgery. Sometimes you're going to have to take prescriptions. But what if you could dodge the drugs, the surgery, and the downtime? If you haven't heard yet, QC Kinetics is now on the ground here in Montana. And, you know, they've got hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now here in Montana, and they specialize in regenerative treatments. And that's where they basically take the healing properties that are already in your body, and then they apply those directly into your achy joints. That way your joint tissue can be repaired and restored naturally. You can get a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now, 406-201-1000. 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. Let's see. We're getting really short on time. I was going to try to sneak in maybe one or two more phone calls here, but I think we are unfortunately already out of time. I had some great calls come in throughout the hour. So let me just let's see. Let's one other big story here on this woke update for you here. So now, finally, the Department of Defense is ordering a halt to these drag queen shows targeting children on military bases. They've now canceled, thanks to an order from the Secretary of Defense, they canceled a drag show at an air base in Nevada and at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. And a lot of this is thanks to the pressure that was put on by Montana Senator Steve Daines, who offered up legislation to put a halt to this woke nonsense on our military installations. He says our military's mission is clear: to provide the military forces needed to deter and win wars and to protect the security of our country and our allies. Allowing the DOD to become a branch of far left is not what they're due to do. It's a gross misuse of taxpayer funds, is how Senator Daines described.